Have you ever seen a gun made out of a length of metal tube or an 8-barrel shooting belt? If not, you can now. These and other extraordinary homemade weapons, constructed both by criminals and law-abiding enthusiasts, are currently on display at Prague's Police Museum. Jan Richter has just been there.
The Museum of the Police of the Czech Republic is staging an exhibition of homemade and amateurishly adapted guns, most of which come from between the 1950s and the 1980s. The rules for selling weapons were really tight back then, and people who felt they really needed a gun often had to make them themselves. Václav Rutar is the curator of the exhibition.
The exhibition comes from the collections of the police museum. Most of these weapons got here from the Criminological Institute in 1973. That's the core of the collection, but some items were incorporated into the collections later, after they were confiscated from criminals.
Among the curious weapon artifacts on display, you will find a number of poachers' sawn-off shotguns, handguns adapted from signal or alarm guns, and functioning replicas of serially produced pistols. It is, however, a little difficult to picture a masked robber holding up a bang with a piece of rough metal only remotely resembling a gun. What purpose had all the amateur gunsmiths in mind in the long hours they must have spent in their workshops?
They weren't always made to commit crimes with or to hurt someone. Some experts say the motivation behind the production of homemade weapons is just a boyish desire to make a bang. They would typically drill barrels of alarm guns, adapting them for small caliber ammunition. But it's true that many of these guns were in fact used to commit crimes, some of which we've documented.
While most of the weapons on display do in fact look like toys, like a model of the German tank Leopard 2 with a functioning 5.5mm gun confiscated from a neat-handed DIY man in Svitavy, others, like a massive-looking revolver, were made to kill. Since the fall of communism, guns have become much easier to get hold of, either in licensed shops or on the black market, and it seems that the golden age of homemade weapons requiring hours of lonely and diligent work is over. But if you want to get a taste of what a gun someone puts together at home looks like, the exhibition at the Police Museum in Prague is open until January 2008.